Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going to the front lines of history in the making. Some good news, I'll announce it again. Devil Radio has an app, a new app. You can download it from the Google Store, the Apple Store. Download it from our website. Once you download it, you take it with you. You can listen to your favorite show on Devil Radio anytime, anywhere, streaming 24/7. Very good news, Devil Radio app. Lots happened in the last 24 hours. We're going to get right to it. First of all, the pipeline shutdown out east. You know that a group called Dark Side was responsible. They say it's a criminal group, ransomware. They want money. The fact is that our intelligence services have traced it to Russia. Dark Side is housed in Russia. Joe Biden gave a press conference. I should say he answered some questions through the White House communications people. And their position right now is they know it's Dark Side. They know it's from Russia. And they claim that they haven't formed a link between Dark Side and Putin. Well, first of all, that's ridiculous. Nothing happens in Russia like that without Putin's permission and direction. There's a lot of money at stake. There's a lot of international disruption at stake. And if Putin didn't want that, it wouldn't happen. And if he didn't want it and it did happen, the people from Dark Side would disappear like Alexei Navalny. This is Putin. Now, why would Biden's people say that, and what should we do about it? The reason Biden's people say that is the minute they say it's Putin, there's a lot of pressure on them to retaliate and to describe how they're going to retaliate. And right now they're discussing internally how to do it. So the easy way out is simply say there isn't definitive evidence tying Dark Side and the shutdown of the pipeline to Putin. The second thing is, what do you do about it? Here's the challenge, and then here is the solution. The challenge is you have a country like Russia with more than 7,000 nuclear warheads. We have more than 7,000 nuclear warheads. We could easily best them in a war. We don't want a war. But all they have to do is get one warhead into one U.S. city, and you're starting to destroy Western civilization and the world. You don't want that. We also do joint space operations with them. And we will send astronauts up on their rockets, and they'll send them up on ours. And there are some areas in which we cooperate. On the other hand, Russia has a reputation that's really fighting above its weight. It's a lightweight, culturally and economically. It's a bantamweight. It doesn't justify having 7,000 nuclear weapons. It made great contributions to literature and music in the 19th century, in the 1800s, before communism. In the 20th century, last century, is essentially culturally and economically shut down. Communism strangled it, and the literature they produced had to do with the gulag and fighting against communism. You know, nothing like Pushkin, nothing like Dostoevsky, nothing like their accomplishments in the 19th century. And they're not going to have those accomplishments again as long as they're run by either communists or organized crime. So what do you do? Putin is deathly afraid of being taken out internally. People are growing restless. Alexei Navalny has a real following. He's given up his hunger strike. So far, they haven't killed him. They try to poison him several times. He's still alive. He's still a symbol. There are demonstrations by very brave people, even though when they demonstrate, many are thrown in jail. Many lose their jobs, is what happens, or lose their apartment, or their family gets retaliated against. And at some point, Putin looks like a bantam rooster to all these people. He's crowing, but he's small. And when I'm not talking about physical stature here. I'm talking about accomplishment. So the best way, if you're under siege at home, is to find a foreign enemy. And that's what he's doing. That's why he's messing around Ukraine, pretending to invade it, already invading it through Crimea and into with irregulars, but still trying to do that. But he's taking a big risk when he shuts down one of our pipelines. He took a very big risk when he went into the solar wind hacking into our government. Fortunately, his lackey Trump was president. His lackey Trump didn't investigate it, didn't say it was Russia's fault, because Russia funded Trump, still funds him. Trump owes Russia money. And if you believe the Steele report, and I do, they have very compromising video, the pervert video in a Moscow hotel room. But even if you don't believe that, and I do, I think Steele is exactly right on, Trump owes $400 million to somebody. He owes $400 million to somebody, and won't say who. So as long as Trump was in there, the Russians had their fingers in our government. Now that Trump is out, Russia is afraid of Biden. Biden is a good man, a reasonable man, and he's not a warmonger. But Biden is an American, and Biden will represent American interests. So what do you do when you have a bantam rooster with a failing economy? They have real financial problems, real economic problems, who's trying to do these pathetic military ventures, for instance, Ukraine, for instance, trying to fly aircraft very close to U.S. airspace in Alaska over the Bering Strait. For instance, mobilizing troops occasionally close to other parts of Eastern Europe, like Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. So what do? He has the nuclear weapons. He has a failing economy that doesn't justify his having any nuclear weapons. He's afraid of being deposed internally. What do you do? I think what you do is the solution is you start to ratchet up the economic sanctions, start to tighten the garrote around his neck ever so slightly, slowly. He could go in and shut down the grid in New York City. He could. He could shut down the grid in Chicago. And if he did, we can shut down the grid anywhere we want, including Moscow and St. Petersburg. But at some point, if you escalate to that point, how is that not war? And we don't want war. So I don't think we go back in and shut off their pipeline. They are still piping natural gas to Ukraine and to Europe. And there's some controversy over that. But we started by directing our banks not to buy bonds after June 1st that are denominated in Russian rubles. That is a tremendous hit to their economy, tremendous hit to their debt service. You can ratchet that up. You can lower the amount of Russian debt that any bank in the United States can hold. And let me tell you something, if that prohibition extends to banks in the United States, it's going to extend to the international banking community, period. You could do that. In extreme case, you could say we're going to take no more Russian debt, nobody associated with the United States, and then i.e. the international banking community is going to hold any Russian debt, however it's denominated. At some point, if they don't have access to dollars, they don't have access to financing, a modern country finds it very difficult to exist. And so you have to be careful. But I think what you do is slowly, inexorably tighten the garrote. Only because if nothing happens, this guy will shut down another pipeline. And then he'll shut down the grid, not in New York or Chicago, but a smaller city. or he'll do something simply to rally nationalist fervor in Russia behind him when everybody hates him because of the economy, because of what he's doing to Alexei Navalny, and because he's not growing Russia. The polls over there show him very popular, but there are two aspects of those polls. One is you're in a Moscow apartment. Guy calls up, what do you think of Vladimir Putin? What do you think you're going to say? You want to keep your apartment? You want to keep your relatives out of jail? You say you love the guy. Secondly, when he harnesses nationalist fervor against a common enemy, whether it's the United States, Ukraine, or anybody else, you know, then people go, okay, well, we've got to rally again around the motherland. They call it Mother Russia, not the fatherland. Fatherland is Germany. Motherland is Mother Russia. This dance is going on, and it will go on as long as this guy is in power. So stay tuned. Dark side, that was Vladimir Putin. He shut down our pipeline. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.